from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You like that woman in your office. Happy Friday, everybody. I brought donuts for the crew.
Yes, absolutely.
Thanks, Lisa.
I love Lisa. I like energy on Friday.
Absolutely, man.
If you come into Friday with a morbid attitude, I'm like, dude,
well, that 940 guy came in with a morbid attitude this morning. I'm getting reports from some listeners. They didn't hear the F-bomb that Ichiro dropped. So, Mac, you may be off the hook there, but I think we're still suspended on Monday. So,
from 913, morning, fellas. First time texting since Dusty has joined. So welcome to the morning show. We're not there yet. But just curious, since Josh has extra time, when are we going to get to have Josh Klingler get off my bumper track?
Well, that's coming real fast, I would imagine.
Josh Klingler, get off my lawn.
Josh Klingler, stop speeding through my neighborhood. That's me, actually. Yeah. You guys come over later. I'll be the guy in the lawn chair with a hairdryer acting like it's a radar gun. Radar gun.
There you go.
I just don't like people speeding through the neighborhood. There's children.
You should just, like, create your own speed bump. Or put that little turtle in front of your yard that says, go slow.
Yeah, right, yeah. Drive like your children are here. No, I mean, you speed through a neighborhood. It's ridiculous.
Fest of the Morning brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. This is also the show where you can find the British lady.
Right.
I believe that she is ready to go.
Well, hello! I am back from hiatus to return to cliches from camp, the most important, nonsensical time of the year. I love nothing more than a bowl of porridge, a spot of tea, and a great cliche!
St. Joe's is hot. Our practices are long.
A lot of recovery after practice, a lot of rehydration.
We have a purpose, and we're out there to prove that last year wasn't a fluke.
The training staff does a great job. Strength staff does a great job. Nutrition staff, everybody does a great job with us. And, you know, getting us back to where we need to be for practice the next day.
Still growing, still learning, and I feel like that's one thing that wakes me up every day.
You got to come and work on areas where you're strong, work on areas where you're weak, and just try to get better as a player.
For us right now, it's just taking it day by day and getting better every day.
This is the standard. This is how we practice. This is how we do things.
You're in a vulnerable position right there with some big men that are chasing you.
What?
Trying to get you.
He has the right mindset to be great, so it's going to be good to see.
You know, if I do my job at a high level, everything else is going to take care of itself, man. And that's all I got to do, man, just keep working and doing my job at a high level.
Each and every day, somebody is coming in here and making sure that the standard is set.
We know Coach Reed says it every day. He's like, you just got to show up and push through.
He's getting better every day, and you can tell he's bought in and working hard to get better every day, too.
We've gone through all the bumps and bruises.
I'm focused on us right now. I'm focused on this team getting better.
So. Each and every day, we're just helping each other.
This is a historic time to be a Kansas City Chief, and I feel great to be a part of it.
Ultimately, just getting prepared for this next season and ready for the hardest training camp in the NFL.
The royal family would be so proud of all of these glorious, wonderful cliches from camp. Until next time, it is me, the British woman.
Some good ones there today, baby. Some good ones there today. Hardest training camp in the NFL. We hear that every year about the Chiefs. That's always my favorite.
I love the, it's St. Joe and it's hot.
Yeah.
Trey. Bingo, free space. St. Joe and it's hot.
And it's hot, baby. It is hot.
Is this supposed to just like stay hot?
Yeah. I was looking at the, actually looked at the weather forecast today for the first time in a while. I've been kind of like off the weather. I don't know why, because it's like, you know, blazing hot out there right now. 97 still next week. I thought we were supposed to get a little bit of a break, but no, apparently not. It's going to be very, very hot for the next 10 days or so. So best of luck up in St. Joe, and to all of you who are out there, make sure you stay hydrated, bring an umbrella for shade, and watch those Chiefies win.
We'll get back into how special Bobby Witt Jr. is and counting down the hours until tonight's just absolute rubber match between Cole Riggins and Scooble. That's going to be, go ahead and go to DraftKings or FanDuel and bet the under on tonight's game.
Probably not going to be a lot of runs unless there are. This will be one where it's a 10-9 final.
Yeah. Or this game will start at 5:40. It'll be over at 8 o'clock.
Well, it may be over before 8 o'clock. Like last night, that Hall of Fame game came on, or you know, whatever that clown show is that the NFL peddles on the 1st of August every year and claim it's football. And by the time that game started at like 7 o'clock, I think the Royals were in the 5th or 6th inning already. I mean, that's how fast these games are moving now. It's glorious when you're watching at home to have these games move so fast. And a 5:40 start, I mean, that thing's over before 8 o'clock. It was outstanding last night. And it was over before that. I sent you guys the game over text at the Vinny Pasquantino 3-run home run.
Like,
who didn't think that was going to be it right there for, you know, a team? And that's the important part, right, of this series. Get up early on the Tigers, right? Because they're going to quit. And any team that you're playing right now that's no longer involved in the postseason race, and I don't consider the Tigers really involved. I know they have an outside chance of doing something, but they did trade Jack Flaherty, right? You don't trade one of your top two starters if you think you're still in something. So they're on the outside looking in and probably not going to make it into the postseason. Those are the teams you got to beat up on early. And so the Royals take a 3-0 lead last night. I just took the liberties to start the game over text before football season. Like, this one's over. Vinny just went yard. It's 3-0 in the first inning. The Tigers show no sign of life. Kick them in the nuts. Let's go.
Good argument to have with those three guys in the middle of the lineup. Bobby hitting 350, Pasquantino hitting 264, and starting to lift the baseball, which is what I've been begging for.
You've been saying for the last week or so, and now just all of a sudden he's hitting it out of the ballpark. He's hitting almost 270 right now. I mean, like, Vinny's on a tear himself. People aren't talking about that. Vinny's on a tear.
And Sal just 2 points shy of hitting 280. So there are three guys that have 70-plus RBI and three guys all almost hitting 270 to 280 in the middle of your lineup. Pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. But one thing that's been impressive so far as we go to Camp Cliches, and we can also bring the text line and the listener into this, 913-586-7610. We're starting to see more of what I didn't think we were going to see, which is the Xavier Worthy like starting to like break the defense deep, and Mahomes seems to be hitting him in stride. I know it's camp. But a lot of people are saying that this is going to be Patrick Mahomes' Tyreek Hill connection 2.0. Do we need to calm our asses down?
Yeah.
Or do we just lean into this 913-586-7610 all about it, or let's pump the brakes?
Why can't he just be Xavier Worthy 1.0? Why does it have to be a Tyreek Hill 2.0? I know they wanted to get the deep ball back, but just because you're bringing the deep ball back doesn't mean you have to compare everybody to Tyreek Hill, right? Like, Tyreek Hill was his own thing, man, and I don't think it's a fair comparison, quite honestly, for Xavier Worthy, because Tyreek Hill is the greatest wide receiver in franchise history, right? Like, but I mean, like, for 60 years, I mean, we had nothing, right? And then here's Tyreek Hill, and he's one of the greats in the NFL at this point in time. And I'm not a fan of Tyreek Hill, the person, but I am a fan of Tyreek Hill, the football player. And that guy invented himself and turned himself into a great wide receiver. Like, he took advantage of an opportunity that was given to him and worked his ass off and became the best wide receiver in franchise history. There's nothing to take away from him from that standpoint. To compare Xavier Worthy to him at this point is not fair to Xavier Worthy. Just like, you know, we talked about last segment, Bobby Witt was hitting 254 when he came on the scene 2 years ago, and everybody's like, oh, the next George Brett, the next this. Like, when we do that to athletes, that just puts undue pressure on them that's not needed. I'm just excited to see what Xavier Worthy can do and who he can be as a player, as opposed to saying, can he be the next Tyreek Hill? The odds are no. Like, whatever tight end comes after Travis Kelce, you can't say that that guy's the next Travis Kelce, or whatever quarterback even comes after Mahomes. You can't say he's going to be the next Patrick Mahomes. I hate when people do that, because it's hard enough to have success in professional sports, let alone have everybody saying, you've got to be Tyreek Hill, or you got to be Patrick Mahomes, or you got to be Travis Kelce. Chances are we're not getting another one of any of those in Kansas City in our lifetimes.
I think the way that I look at the comparisons are not necessarily like he's going to be Tyreek Hill. I think some of the same things are there. Like, one of his, if you want to call it a downfall for Xavier Worthy, which was maybe Tyreek Hill, but Tyreek Hill was pretty jacked when he was a rookie. Like, we've always known that he's been
Tyreek Hill was tough.
Yeah, and
he was a running back. Yeah, it had to be.
Yeah, and Xavier Worthy is, you know, they've said, well, if you have to give him some sort of, like, you know, downfall, it's he's not big enough yet. He's a little weak off the line. Okay, cool.
Right. He's also a rookie that just played college football, you know, 6 months ago.
Right. But they
played
both
every
have,
game, never got hurt.
Right. And they both have blaring speed. We know that. 4.2 in the combine, fastest ever. His cleats and his jersey from the combine are in the Hall of Fame, first ever that's ever happened, which is kind of cool. And then the other thing too is that Tyreek Hill, once he was able to perfect route running, which he did effectively after his first year, and then he got into that all pro status, right, and now we know who he is. Maybe that's the same thing that you can get with Xavier Worthy, because once he really perfects route running in the NFL and he has the capability to go over the top, then he has a double-edged sword. It's like, well, which one do you want to stop? And I remember yesterday people were saying, well, you remember the two-deep zone, right? They took that away. Okay, that's fine. Well, then that's where he has Rashee Rice and Travis Kelce underneath. And then once you cheat, pop over the top, there it is.
Well, I think for Xavier Worthy, he's going to be a completely different player at the end of the year than he is right now, right? Like, we're looking at this kid right now as a rookie. And I would imagine the first couple of games of the season are probably not going to put up the fantasy numbers that you're expecting him to put up, right? Mm-hmm. But by the end of the season, he's going to be a guy that's flirting with 1,000 yards. And he's going to work himself into being an NFL wide receiver. All of this training camp stuff is nice. Exhibition football games are fine. He's not going to understand what it's like to play in the NFL until September 5th when he goes out there against the Baltimore Ravens. And that's when you start to get your sea legs under you. And that's when you can start, you know, having the conversation of what do we expect? What do we want to see? Can he play at this level for any player, not just for Xavier Worthy? But I just think right now, like putting a ceiling or a floor or saying he's this or saying he's that, it's just unfair to the player. I just want to see him go out there and give Patrick Mahomes the ability to throw deep when they want to throw deep, to bring that piece of the game back that they were so lacking last year and so missed last year and so wanted it badly last year. Like, they were wanting it so bad to have that deep ball, and then they finally realized it ain't going to be here. Let's go underneath and kick everybody's ass that way. But so now they've got that toy back. Now they've got that weapon back. I don't need to see Xavier Worthy 10 to 12 receptions a game, but every once in a while, I do need to see him take that top off the defense and keep those cats honest at the back end so everybody can kind of do their thing underneath. And you weave all that in together, and that's the makings of a team, right? That's what you want to do. So for me, for Xavier Worthy, go deep a couple of times, keep him up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Honest and keep this offense rolling and moving forward.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.